Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Culture Club was really good live. All right, what's the Culture Club? Why are you guys having Culture Club discussions? And by the way, they are good live because I have seen the Culture Club live. Okay? I actually have it. You know, I have a Culture Club shirt.
You know that his dad.
I have never worn the. I have a Culture Club shirt, and I've never worn it. It's there in my closet, but it's actually a really cool shirt. It's not, you know, it's not like on the border of feminine or girly.
Well, they had a shirt.
Or cute. You know what I mean? Things like you would expect from the Culture Club. You know what I'm saying? It's actually it's a guy's shirt.
Bro, they had a shirt in the video. It's a miracle. And the shirt's like three-quarter sleeve.
Yeah.
And down the side, it said Culture Club and had British flags on it. Dude, white.
It was badass.
Bro, it was, I always wanted to get that shirt because it looked awesome. Okay. And could never find it, but do you know?
I'll show you the shirt next week in the studio. I'll show you the shirt. It's actually a cool shirt. It's just I've never worn it.
Do you know that Boy George's dad is one of the most accomplished and recognized boxing guys in England?
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, man. His dad, trainer, this, and Boy George as a young kid, you know, boxed. Yeah. But, yeah, his father, very well-respected over in England, boxing.
Nice. Rosendo, I did not buy the shirt in 1984. I did not go to a Culture Club concert in the 80s. It was actually in the 2000s. It was, I don't know, 10 years back or something?
Is that because of the fact you wouldn't have been caught dead back then
right.
at a Culture Club?
Okay. Right. Yeah, in the 80s, I never would have gone to a Culture Club concert. Never. Never. At all. At all. It's impossible. But as I got older, I don't mind. And it was a concert. Now, let me get this straight. It was Culture Club. It was Book of Love. CNC Music Factory. I'm trying to remember all the bands that were there. There was like 8 bands. It was one of those alternative type. And they were the headliner, actually. Culture Club was the closer of the whole thing. And that's where I got the shirt, I believe. I think that's where I got that shirt. Yeah. It was a good concert, man. It was a lot of bands. So it was a lot of fun. So, yeah. I will show you the shirt one day. Will you wear the Culture Club shirt if we get to 3K subscribers? Yes. Yes. Let's go. We're at 26.8, so yes. Let's go. If we get to 3,000, I will wear the Culture Club shirt. Yes. Guaranteed. All right? So now it's up to you guys spreading the word, sharing, and getting people to subscribe. And let's get to 3,000, and I will wear the Culture Club shirt at the 3,000 subscriber. All right? Dougie Fresh, that's a deal. Let's do that. I would love to cross the 3,000 threshold. That would be nice, man. One goal is all Bob needs. Are you sure? This Bob? The Bob we have. I don't know about that Bob right now. By the way, we're trying to add another goal here. We were pressuring right now. Would have been nice to we need at least three goals now. Remember yesterday I was going, we need another goal to be up by 2. No. We need to be up by 3 now. Okay, so I'm hoping Florida can add another goal in this period and go up 2-0 into the third if they can hang on to that. If New York comes back and ties them, forget about it. And I am just, it's hard for me to feel good about this team at all. I think that he put Bob in quotations, LOL. Demolio, the first album, he says the first album is good. Yeah, no, the first couple of albums are good for them, I would say. And just out of curiosity for you guys on the chat board, what the hell ignited a culture club conversation? I'm just wondering. I remember he used to cause like havoc in school because the guys were like, what do you mean you like him? And like the girls were in love with Boy George. And the guys are like, well, wait a minute, but it's a dude with makeup. How do you like that? You know? And so women loved Boy George, bro. He was like, he was in their hearts. Obviously, with the music that he sung, he had a great voice, too, on top of all of that. Dude had a lot of drug issues, too. Did you see UConn is canceling their football season? So they are pretty much the first Division I school to say, nah, we're not doing anything. Now, I believe they're independents, if I'm correct.
That is correct. This year, they are independent.
So a lot of these conferences went in conference for all their games. So UConn probably lost most of their schedule. And so they really don't have a lot of options if they're not in a conference. So I would imagine that that was the driving factor. I know it's a terrible football program. I know that they had their moments years ago under Edsel where they actually were pretty decent. A couple players even have gone to the NFL from UConn and everything. I get all of that. But they have been really, really bad over the last few years. I mean, they are an embarrassment the last couple of years. So I'm not surprised that they're dropping out because it's been a terrible football program as of late. They have no conference. So they probably don't have a way of scheduling the amount of games that they need in order to maybe even be bowl eligible.
Another contributing factor they talked about was what the football team generates revenue-wise and then costs for, you know, proper testing, and it just, like, didn't make sense. And then you compound it with all the adversities of no conference schedule, blah, what are they really going to do? And it was, you know what, let's walk away from
it. Again, if you didn't suck so much the last couple of years, you probably would have been drawing more, and maybe you would have been bringing in more money, and you would have been selling more jerseys and more beers and more whatever. And because you suck, you've been so bad. Because UConn's football team for a couple of years had a nice little run where they were like a perennial top 25 for 2 or 3 years at least. You know, they were a decent team. This is like maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, right?
Yes.
Something
like
that.
They did have a few seasons
like
a couple seasons where they were like, hey.
Constant.
What the hell are the Huskies doing? They're a basketball team.
They were like a top 25, like the bottom end of the 25, but they were in there.
You know what?
Sneaking in there.
You know what started the downfall? I'm speaking out of my butt, but
that normally happens.
Straight up, the Big East restructuring and the way they went to just basketball, the Catholic schools, and this.
Now remember, they
UConn got lost,
but they got because remember they got into football late. They've never been a football school. They got a football team.
No, but I mean, they had something building, and then the conference restructuring pulled the carpet out from under it, you know?
And because they have sucked lately, they weren't an attractive school that the Conference USA would say, hey, come join us. Forget about the SEC,
you know what, though? Are there some schools that play in this conference for football and this conference for – are you – locked
no,
in.
No, only Notre Dame does that.
Well, No. Notre Dame, because of the NBC contract,
right, that's what I'm saying,
is able to be independent and do whatever they want. And then, like,
but that's
this,
not, but
with
again,
the
that's
ACC,
Notre Dame.
With the ACC, you saw the deal, right?
Well,
they're contributing 50% of their TV revenue to the ACC.
Is BYU still in a conference?
Yes, BYU is.
Okay.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Yep.
Because they're another one of those kind
of
teams.
And you remember back in the day, we were Penn State, Florida State. Man,
yeah.
The powers that be were independent.
Yeah.
And because of basketball money, everybody had to jump. And then the CBA, when they said, well, to be in the playoff championships or be in a bowl game, you had to be in a conference. You didn't have a choice.
Right.
Bottom line.
Yep. I was too busy listening to Judas Priest to be interested in Boy George. LOL. I'm with you. I got you. I understand that. I was too busy going to a Judas Priest concert in order to go to to go see Boy George. Yes. Yeah, that's why I had to wait till I was old to go see Boy George. Finn Strong 1 says, good afternoon, Big O and Bill. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for listening, my man. Let's see, what else do we have here? Finn Strong says, let's get 320 subscribers in the next 3 days for the GOAT of Radio, Big O, to reach 3,000 subscribers. Let's go. I love it. Spread the word. It's really important to spread the link. Share it to a friend. Send it to them on a text. Post it on their Facebook, on Twitter, all that. Tell them to give us a listen, to subscribe. It's a beautiful thing if we're able to do that, man. Okay? So I would love to get this thing going to the point where we get to 3,000. That would be good. That's a nice one. And then when we get to 3,000, we'll come up with something crazy for me to do for 4,000. Because wearing the Culture Club shirt will be funny. I will admit, you guys will probably get a kick out of it.